Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
I think the difference between the first preseason game and the second preseason game is really probably just confidence for a lot of guys. You know, the first game you play, your nerves are going everywhere, and you know it's your first game, so you kind of want to get the jitters out. And you know, once that's done, the second game you can just kind of focus on what's important and your fundamentals and doing what you really need to do without thinking about all the other side distractions, about just being nervous. So you should see some improvement in the second game. You should be able to feel more comfortable. And usually that second game is when people start to get turnovers or create, you know, some buzz for themselves and make plays.
You have to look at them all the same. Your approach has to be the same. You go out and you try to execute the plays and the assignments that you've been practicing all through the offseason. And younger guys and guys, the rookies coming in, they have a better feel in the second game and kind of had an understanding how the game works and the pregame, the halftime, things like that. So you get definitely getting a little bit more of a comfort zone to prepare you for the season.
Yeah, well, I think as a rookie coming in, you definitely have to learn your role and you have to know kind of how you fit on the team, and that's something I'm still doing.
I would say 85 to 90% on the defense.
I feel a lot more comfortable with this team. You know, I feel like I've grown to become a part of the family. I'm a lot more comfortable with my teammates. You know, we've really built a family and a culture here, and I feel like I'm greatly a part of it.
Now in training camp, it's just being, you know, being comfortable with the players, you know, them being able to trust me when I'm out on the field with them, you know, because I'm the new guy. You know, so I just want everybody out there to trust me when I'm out there and be able to do my job.
You're with guys all day and you're out there sweating and beating each other up. You tend to get close to guys. And if you think of it like, oh, I'm trying to beat this guy or fighting for this job, I mean, although that's true, that's not the way the game is to be played. It's about, you know, caring for the guy next to you, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
You know, I feel like I've created a lot of good relationships with guys on the team, and I guess as camp goes on and the season progresses, I'll learn more about my role on the team and that kind of thing. But for now, I'm just trying to, you know, learn the playbook as fully as I can and fully grasp all the defensive concepts and stuff like that, and then, you know, just be a good teammate, an honest, hardworking guy, and someone that I guess my defensive teammates can trust on the field.
Practicing against another team is a little bit different, but it's exciting. You know, anytime you come out to practice, you want to compete, but going against another team, it's kind of a game atmosphere. It's really us against them.
I'm sure it'll be very competitive, and you kind of have to keep yourself in check, but it'll be fun. It'd be fun getting to see some old former teammates and guys I know throughout the years and get to compete against them.
I guess it gives a bunch of guys a different look. You know, we've been going against the same people for the past 2 weeks over and over and over again. Now it gives us a chance to work on different moves against different people and to see what they see. You know, to get a better look at ourselves against other competition in a practice format.
I'm kind of excited, kind of revved up to actually go against one of the greats, Tom Brady. And I think it's going to be a real eye-opener for me to see where I'm at.
You're seeing somebody else. You're seeing a different opponent. It's not the same guys you're seeing day in and day out. You know, those times in camp can get a little taxing on your mind because, you know, you're just going against the same guys every day and you kind of get relaxed. You know, now it's a whole new routine now. You're seeing new players. You're seeing new faces. You're hearing different languages on the other side of the ball. And, you know, that kind of amps you up a little bit as far as your competitiveness.
When you play your own team's O-line every day, the same drills kind of over and over again, you get to learn each other's strengths and weaknesses and you kind of play into that. But when you play, you know, a fresh team, fresh O-line, whether it's in a game or in a practice, your moves are kind of, you know, that much quicker. They're not expecting you. They don't really know what to expect. And you kind of get a little more honest looks in blocking schemes and things like that.